2. Ice Ship Hornet, Lake Pei, the Temple Lands. The Earl of Corus had never been colder in his entire life, which, after the last few months of winter travel, was saying quite a lot. At the moment, however, he didn't really care. In fact, at the moment, he wasn't even worrying about the imminence of his arrival in the city of Zion, or what was going to happen after he finally got there. He was too busy trying not to whoop in sheer exuberance as the ice boat Hornet went slicing across Lake Pei's endless plain of ice, like Langhorne's own razor in a scatter of rainbow-struck ice chips. He'd never imagined anything like it. Even the descriptions Hollis Tanner had shared with him over meals or an occasional tankard of beer on the wearisome overland trip from Fairstock to Lakeview had been inadequate. Not for lack of trying, or because Father Hollis had lacked either the enthusiasm or the descriptive gift for the task, but simply because Corus's imagination had never been given anything to use for comparison. If anyone had asked him, he would have simply discounted out of hand the possibility that anyone could ever travel faster than, say, 15 miles an hour. To be honest, even that would have seemed the next best thing to starkly impossible, except possibly in a sprint by specially bred horses. Slash lizards were faster than that when they charged. He'd heard estimates that put their speed in a dash as high as 40 miles an hour. But no human being had ever ridden a slash lizard, except very briefly in certain fables, whose entire purpose was to demonstrate the unwisdom of making the attempt. Now, as showers of ice flew like diamond dust from the ice boat's screaming runners, and the incredible vibration hammered into him through his feet and legs, Corus was finally experiencing what Tanner had tried to explain to him, and a corner of the Earl's mind went back over the past wearisome 5 days of travel, which had brought him to this moment. The sheer, slow, slogging misery of their journey along the Raworth Valley, where it formed the open north-south V at the heart of the Wishbone Mountains, had only served to make Tanner's descriptions of his ice boat speed even less believable. The only redeeming aspect of the trip, perversely enough, had been the snowy conditions with which they'd been forced to cope. The outsized sleighs Tanner had procured had made surprisingly good time, indeed better time than carriages or even mounted men might have made over those winter-struck roads, behind the successive teams of six-limbed snow lizards the under-priest had arranged via the church's semaphore system. The snow lizards, unlike the sleigh's passengers, hadn't minded the icy temperatures and snow at all. Their multiply pelts provided near-perfect insulation, not to mention, Corus had discovered at one of the posting houses in which they had overnighted, the most sinfully sensual rugs any man had ever walked barefoot across, and their huge feet, with the webs between their pads, carried them across even the deepest snow. They were considerably smaller than the mountain lizards used for draft purposes in more temperate climes, but they were close to twice the size of a good saddle horse. And while they would have found it difficult to match a horse in a sprint, they had all of lizard kind's endurance, which meant they could maintain almost indefinitely a pace which would have quickly exhausted or even killed any horse. The snow lizards would have been perfectly happy padding along into the very teeth of a Wishbone Mountains blizzard. Assuming the wind had gotten too bad even for them, they would simply have curled up into enormous balls, two or three of them huddling together whenever possible, and allowed the howling wind to cover them in a comfortable blanket of snow. Human beings, unfortunately, were somewhat more poorly insulated, and so, even with the snow lizards' help, Corus and Tanner had found themselves weatherbound on three separate occasions, once for almost 3 days. Mostly, they'd used church posting houses, since most of the inns, which seemed to be considerably larger than those to which Corus was accustomed, appeared to have closed their doors for the winter. Not surprisingly, he'd supposed, given how the weather had undoubtedly inspired all but the hardiest or most lunatic of travelers to stay home until spring. Even the posting houses had been both larger and rather more luxurious than he would have anticipated. But given the number of high-ranking churchmen who frequently traveled this route, he'd realized he shouldn't have been particularly surprised by that discovery. The weather delays had been frustrating enough, despite the comfort of the posting houses, but the shortness of the winter days hadn't helped either, even though the snow lizards had been perfectly happy to keep going even in near-total darkness. They'd stretched their travel time each day as far as they could, yet there'd been stretches, even in the sheltered and relatively low-lying valley, where the roads had been far too sinuous, steep, and icy for anyone but an idiot to traverse them in darkness. Considering all that, the Earl hadn't been particularly surprised to find Tanner's original estimate of how long the trip would take had actually been a bit optimistic.